Good morning, everyone. Mary Griffith alongside with two great guests. It's another Monday. I had the best weekend, but I was totally unplugged and away from everything. So now it's back to business. We've got important issues to talk about on the Mary Griffith Show. And today we're going to talk about ways to save you money on your electric bill, especially. And with me is Mary Jo Worsko. She is with Power Smart Pricing from Ameren, which provides much of the electrical power to many of our listeners. And Chuck Venverlo is here, but he's not wearing his elected city official hat or county official hat. He's acting as a private citizen. You can be a private citizen, too. Welcome, Chuck.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you. So let's set the stage. Mary Jo Worsko, tell us a little bit about this. I mentioned earlier that the Citizens Utility Board was involved in this, and they are in promoting a way for residents to get the lowest utility rates they can possibly get. But you are not a representative of the Citizens Utility Board. You are an employee of Ameren.
Actually, no, I'm not a representative of the Citizens Utility Board, and actually I'm not an employee of Ameren, Illinois, and I don't want to confuse the whole thing.
I'm confused.
Yes, I do outreach for the Power Smart Pricing Program, which is an Ameren, Illinois program. But because Ameren, Illinois has to remain neutral when they talk about your electricity supply options, they cannot promote their program over anybody else's program. So they have hired a third-party administrator, and that administrator is a nonprofit that's based out of Chicago, Illinois, called Elevate Energy, and that is who I work for.
Okay, we've got that legally
there we go.
Out of the way.
Yeah.
And Chuck, we'll get to you in a moment because you're a customer, right?
Yes, I am.
That's why you're here. So we'll get to your point of view in just a moment. So now that we've established who she's not, who she's not, who she's not, and who she is, we can carry on now with our discussion. I'll ask you to pull your microphone a little bit closer to your mouth. There you go.
Okay.
Because Mary Jo's a very, well, first of all, she's a redhead, so you know she's smart. but she's a little bit more soft-spoken than me. I know a lot of people think I'm soft-spoken and demure, but sometimes I'm not. So let's talk a little bit about what Power Smart Pricing is then. What is this?
Okay, so it is another rate option that Ameren, Illinois offers. When you think of rates from Ameren, Illinois, you're normally thinking about their standard fixed rate option, which you are then paying the same price for electricity no matter what time of day or what day of week. So it's the same price all day, every day. On the Power Smart Pricing Program, the price of electricity is based on the market price, which varies from hour to hour, and is typically lower than the standard fixed price during early morning, evening, and weekend hours. So if you can utilize a good majority of your electricity usage in those morning, evening, and weekend hours, then you can save on this program.
Okay. So if your schedule permits or if you have the discipline and you want to run your washing machine or your dishwasher or some appliance that maybe takes a lot of electricity, you can do that at 4 o'clock in the morning or at midnight.
Or even earlier. We don't have to go all the way into the overnight hours.
So let's talk about the hours then.
Okay.
When is it generally cheaper if you use this Power Smart Pricing to use electricity in our homes?
Well, we're in the summer months right now. So during the summer months, the times that you want to not use your electricity is generally 1 to 5 p.m. because that's when both residences and businesses are using air conditioning in order to keep their homeowners and employees cool. So those 1 to 5 hours are the hours that you typically don't want to run your dishwasher, your washing machine, dryer. But those hours before and those hours after are good hours in which you can save on the program.
And, of course, you can kind of control your air conditioning as well. You might turn it up a few notches and maybe from 1 to 5, perhaps either in person not be as comfortable or if the house is not occupied during those hours, it's okay if it's not, very cool that day. So you can have a lot of control, I guess.
Yes, yes. And then we also talk about something we call pre-cooling your home, where you just set your air conditioner much higher or your temperature lower before you go to bed and really get your home cool overnight. So you can make it all the way through that 5 o'clock hour and you're still comfortable in your home. And then you just start turning the air conditioning back on come
now,
5 o'clock.
I remember years ago, because I've been around this business for a long time, we used to have these peak alerts from different cooperatives, maybe from Ameren, but a lot of electrical companies had the peak alert, and they would beg people, please, please, don't use any electricity. You absolutely don't have to today. We're afraid we're going to hit a new peak. And I think they were billed year-round somewhat based on their peak usage. So one day on a hot day when the heat index is 110 could cause everybody 364 days a year to pay more for power. That may not be the case now because I don't hear those warnings. But also, we are, in a way, we're using less electricity many times because we're much more energy efficient. So some of those problems have been solved, but this is still a way for people now to take control and be responsible for their own bills and to save themselves some money.
Yes, absolutely. There is still a peak electricity usage during the day, and just offer a way to avoid what peaks there are these days and help everybody save. And when we can all even out those peaks, then everybody gets to save because then we won't be generating as much power during that peak and we won't be spending as much on that power.
I think it's interesting because we're also spoiled. We turn on the light switch. We turn on the we open the refrigerator door. We come home, turn up, down the air conditioning to make the temperature lower, whatever. And we expect it to be there instantly on demand. And there's always that one day per year when they're at absolute peak demand. And these utility companies have to make sure when you turn on your light that day, you still have electricity. So lowering the peaks is very beneficial for everyone.
Yeah, you have it right on key there, Mary.
Chuck Vemberlo, talk a little bit about PowerSmart pricing from Ameren and how you came to know about the program and a little bit as much as you want to share about how it's helped save you.
Sure. I kind of got on it just when the city of Quincy did their aggregate energy program years ago and it was available to the people of Quincy. I live just outside the city of Quincy, so I couldn't take advantage of that. So while that was going on here in town, it seemed like I was watching my bill just continue to creep up and go up and really trying to understand why it was doing that. And then I started paying a little bit more attention to the lower rates that Quincy citizens were getting versus what I was getting out there. So one of my friends, Ken Anderson, does a consulting firm, and he kind of had talked about this, and I'm like, well, I need to probably understand a little bit more so I can take advantage of some of this stuff. So I sat down with him. He did kind of like an energy audit and told me, he said, the problem is what you're doing is you're running it, anytime you want, all day long, and you are spending money during those peak hours, and you're getting hit with a rate, that is based on that peak performance, and that's covering your entire day. He said you can look at a couple different things where you can buy your energy from other companies, or you can look at, PowerSmart pricing, and that was kind of what he recommended doing was taking advantage of the PowerSmart pricing. I really had no idea what he was talking about until he kind of sat down and showed me that, here's your average rate during the day, and that's what you pay right now. And it was pretty near the top of the PowerSmart pricing rate for their up and down rates that they have during the day. And they said, but on average, you would be much lower than what you are right now. So I took advantage of that. I signed up for it. He kind of showed me, and his son uses it probably a little bit more intensely than I do, where he monitors it during the day so he can pay attention to his usage and try and switch when he uses stuff. I'm not quite that in tune to it where I don't know exactly. I couldn't tell you what my rate is at this particular moment during the day. He probably could. But it's allowed me to the fact where I kind of know, what peak times are, and I shouldn't do it then. But I don't pick up my phone and go, yep, now's a good time to wash my dishes, or now's a good time to wash my clothes. I just know later at night's better, early in the morning's better. So I kind of take advantage of it, but I don't take full advantage of it. But I know washing my clothes or doing my dishes after 7 o'clock at night is probably not a bad time. So, and I know if I'm going to be up till 8 or 9, I can wait an hour and probably save a little bit more money that way. So that's kind of how I took advantage of it and how I came to get into it was just not being able to get the aggregate energy that Quincy had, and then looking for a different alternative.
So it's great because you said, hey, I don't want to pay as much. I'm willing to put myself out there a little bit, but I'm not going to be the coupon queen in the grocery store line. I don't have 484 coupons, but I've got four coupons, and I want to use them. In other words, I'm going to try to save, but I'm still going to have convenience. If 2 o'clock in the afternoon I have to do something, I'm going to do it, just understanding that it might cost me more. But it's so intriguing because Ameren still has the lines and still has the system. So it really, for many people, it doesn't matter whether you use an Ameren electricity or some other brand electricity. It's all coming through on the Ameren lines. So Ameren, of course, wants everybody to be an Ameren customer, but they do understand that now that's everybody has choices. So the infrastructure is still going to be Ameren infrastructure or maybe power cooperative infrastructure, but you can choose to save a lot of money. And really, 1 to 5 in the middle of the day, I think a lot of people could voluntarily avoid that.
Absolutely.
You know, most of it, first of all, a lot of people are at work during that time of day, so they're not at home. So, you know, they could avoid that time of day, and that would be pretty easy. And then, of course, you know, maybe the more extreme you get later in the evening or whatever, the more money you can save. Is that really what it's all about? Are people doing this, Mary Jo, because they're saving money, or are they doing it to be green and help the environment?
There are a number of different motivations for people, but I think saving money is always the primary motivation, and we do find that our participants save money, so...
Chuck, was that the way it was for you? Show me my wallet cares
Absolutely.
More than my green.
It's always good to be green, but it's also about saving the green. That's kind of why I signed up for it.
If you can do both at the same time, great. But Absolutely. The number one priority for most people is saving the
Correct.
Green.
Definitely.
Chuck Venverlo, how much do you think you saved? Is there a percentage or a dollar amount that you could share? You know, what it used to be compared to what it is? And again,
yeah.
I want you to be able to share. I don't want to force you to give away any personal, you know, secrets or anything, but give us an idea.
Yeah.
I'm
finding I'm probably saving close to 10%, maybe a little bit more than that. I put mine on a budget plan, so it's the same every month just to make it easier for me to pay the bills. I kind of like that aspect of it. And I just got a statement lately where I'm so far ahead with my budget, at some point they're going to, you know, lower that, I assume. But yeah,
you're going to give you your money back and then lower it. Because that's great. That's always a good sign. And the other thing that people don't really think about, I think a lot of people think that heating season is your most expensive time for your home. But for a lot of people, air conditioning season is the most expensive electric bill, isn't it?
Well, that's one thing that, to me, it seems like that runs all day. I mean, because you don't want it to be hot when you get home. So you got to have it on all day, and then you're gone. You don't know how much it's running. So that's, to me, that's kind of one of the things I worry about is how often that is running when maybe it shouldn't be because of the peak hours. But mm-hmm. I try and turn it up during the day when we're gone.
Mm-hmm.
Try and, you know, cool it off like you talked about, cool it off during the night, because obviously I think I sleep better when it's cool. So
mm-hmm.
try and turn it down at night, and then in the morning you can raise it up while you're going to be gone all day. So
you know, it's kind of interesting, too, when you talk about differential. When you come in the house after you've been out on a muggy day like this and you walk in the house, you immediately feel the differential in temperature. And if you came from something that feels like 105 and you go to something that even just feels like 82, you feel cool. So you do have time to still further cool your house while you're there, because sometimes when I first walk in the house, it's so refreshing, and then 15 minutes later, it's almost like I'm chilly. Why am I paying in the summer to put a sweater on? That's ridiculous.
Right.
So you've got to remember, it's not like you have to keep your house at 65 degrees all the time, because really the differential is what you're trying to accommodate. You know, you don't want a 40-degree differential. You could probably feel comfortable at a 20 or 25-degree differential. Is that a good way to think about it?
Yeah, it is. You know, the difference between your comfort outside and your comfort inside. And then, you know, as Chuck said, he didn't have to adjust his life too much. We're not asking everybody to turn their thermostats up to 82, but just, you know, take whatever activities that you can in order to avoid those peak hours and try and save yourself some money. And if I could talked to you, asked Chuck about what his personal savings is on the program. I just wanted to let you know that over the 10,000 participants we have on the program, over their lifetime of participation, the savings percent has been 15% or more.
So take a look at your electric bill and say, would I like this to be 15% smaller? And if I could do just a little bit to make it 15% smaller, would I? And maybe if I could do even more, I could make it 20% smaller. So it's you are an advocate for it.
Yes,
Chuck
absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel I've saved at least 10% with really, other than signing up for the program, hardly doing much of anything else.
Just getting a lower rate when you were going to use it anyway, because common sense will tell you. I mean, we always turn our dishwasher on before we go to bed. I mean, common sense tells you, I don't want that heat of the dishwasher blowing on me when I'm trying to enjoy in our big family room television, because it's kind of a one grand space.
Right.
But when I go in my bedroom, you know, how hot it is in the kitchen is of little relevance to me. Plus, I know, even though I may not be financially rewarded for it, I know it's a better time for peak. So right. I've at least learned that. I'm more green about that than maybe money. Now, my husband, he's going to be money motivated, so I'll take home all these facts and figures, and he'll be on top of it.
Wonderful.
Because if anybody can squeeze a nickel into five individual pennies and then find an extra six penny out of that, that's Bears fan. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more conversation with Mary Jo Worsko and with Chuck Venverlo about Power Smart Pricing from Ameren. If you can avoid voluntarily the peak use hours of between about 1 to 5 in the afternoon, you could save as much as 15% or maybe more on your electric bill. And we'll tell you a little bit more right after this break. We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. We're not going to be dancing in the streets too much today. It's going to be hot and humid. We have a heat advisory in effect from noon today all the way to 7 p.m. Friday. Now, when I booked Mary Jo Worsko to come on and talk about Power Smart Pricing, we had no idea she'd be arriving on the hottest week of the year here in Quincy, Illinois, but this will probably get more people thinking about ways to save. Absolutely. We mentioned that the city of Quincy has an aggregate program where they can wield, as a citizen of Quincy, a big group can come together with buying power. Is that similar to what Power Smart Pricing is? In other words, because people sign up for this program, the more people that sign up, the better the benefit is? Or is it truly an individual program that doesn't matter how many people are on that particular plan?
Yes and no.
Okay.
Your price is not necessarily going to be affected by how many people join this program. But the fact that people are on this program are generally lowering their peak. The more people we can get on this program, the more the peak will get lowered and will benefit everyone when we start lowering that peak demand of electricity.
And I think if people still don't understand that peak idea, it is the fact that we expect electricity to be there on demand, no matter what time of the day or night. And so if truly electric companies are going to be reliable, they have to be able to push to that top level on a moment's notice.
Right.
And so that's expensive. It kind of be like if you had to buy a mobile gas can for your car, because you might make a trip once in your life where you went across a desert and there wasn't a gas station for 1,000 miles. So you had to be able to carry that much gas with you one time in your life. So you have to have this big, bulky tank that you have to haul around with you all the time.
Right.
Even though you're only going to use it once in your life. But most of us could get by with a 5-gallon gas tank, frankly. You know,
right.
And so it's kind of that theory.
Electricity, it's every day.
Right.
They have to try and anticipate how much electricity we're all going to use in aggregate every day and make sure they've got enough produced for us to all turn on whatever it is we want to turn on during that day and still have all the electricity that we need.
Now, we have talked, and you're not the first guest we've had on, Mary Jo, and Chuck, you're not the first person to talk about this. It is somewhat difficult to explain. You said you went to find a private advisor, Chuck Venverlo, to help you kind of figure out. There are multiple plans out there that are available. So, Mary Jo Worsko, how do we figure out, first of all, if we live in the city, there's something available that's different than if we live in the Adams electric co-op, and maybe if we live over in Northeast Missouri co-op, I mean, our Ameren, Missouri, it might have a different thing than Ameren, Illinois. How does the average person figure this all out? It's pretty complicated.
It is pretty complicated. And a government body called the ICC.
Well, that doesn't make it any less complicated.
They understand that there are a lot of choices out there now and want to be able to provide people information. So they have created a website called pluginillinois.org, which explains all of your different choices and lists all the available suppliers in your area, and it should have whatever that supplier's current rate
is. Okay, so like by your zip code or by your provider. And again, the Illinois Commerce Commission, they're the ones that actually, in a way, set the rates, because every private supplier of electricity that wants to raise their rates, like Ameren, has to go and say, we need this much and this is why. We need X because we had a windstorm July 13th, 2015, and we had to buy a whole bunch of new stuff, and it cost money. Or we need money because we want to be prepared for the next windstorm. We found out that we were out of power for 4 days because if we'd have had 20% more manpower on call, you know, so the Illinois Commerce Commission looks at this, and they try to take the consumer in mind, but they also have to say that a power company has to make some kind of profit. So that they're the devil's advocate between the consumer and the supplier. And then Citizens Utility Board kind of comes in as a friend of the consumer.
Right.
They're always saying, you don't need that. Here's what we think you could get by on. So the fight is always between, kind of like labor and management, between supply and those who use. It's not demand. It's supply versus use.
Right.
And so everybody's always looking for a cheaper way to do it. So the Illinois Commerce Commission doesn't like all the letters it gets about how mean they are every time they raise rates. They also don't like all the letters they get from Ameren going, we can't possibly exist if you don't give us a meaningful profit margin. So it's very helpful. So people can just go online and do what? Google their zip code or what do they put in?
They go to pluginillinois.org, all one word, and you know when it comes up, they'll look at that they want to see what the different options are for electricity suppliers in their area.
Chuck Vemberlo, if you'd have had to do that on your own, do you think you'd have done it? Or is it much easier to go to your service club meeting, have somebody say, this is what I do for a living. I'll give you guys all half off of a consultation fee if you come in my office.
It's much easier having somebody that knew what they're talking about. Because, if I'd looked this up, I'd have probably gone, you know what, this is just a lot of work. I'll just keep doing what I'm doing. But, to have someone that actually knew what was going on and knows enough about it to consult with me and explain it to me made it much easier and helped my choice considerably.
And I guess whether that is financially plausible depends on how much electricity you use. If you've got one single light bulb in your kitchen hanging down and that's about it, or if you have, 4,000 square feet that you heat and cool year-round, I mean, paying someone to help you guide you through that morass might be a very legitimate cost. So we're not here today to talk about that, but there are private firms that will help you kind of try to find the best rate and then get you signed up for it. Now, when people sign up for, like, PowerSmart pricing, are they locked into a certain contract for so long?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. They are required to be a participant of the program for 12 months.
Okay.
And I think the thought process behind that is you have different seasons, and price trends are going to be different across those different seasons. So the opportunity to save is going to fluctuate across those seasons. So you want people to see how their savings is across an entire year before they make a decision to get off the program.
And you can't just sign up for July and August and then again for January and February thinking, that's the only time I really care because that's when I use the electricity the most. It's got to be something at least a 12-month period.
Right.
How many people that sign up re-up, or is it something you have to do it, or is it just automatically roll over?
It automatically rolls over. You can, after your 12 months, opt out at any point in time. People who move, they're automatically dropped from the program, but can re-up when they get to their new house, as long as they're still in Ameren, Illinois territory. And we find that movers are actually the biggest number of people that are coming off the program.
Okay. So people aren't really leaving the program because they are seeing the savings.
Yes.
So unless you are almost forced off the program by a move, people are just...
Yeah, there are some people
board.
Definitely who choose to opt out, but we consistently have about 10,000 people on the program. So, yeah, okay. people are staying on.
Well, and again, gosh, we're so lazy. I mean, if I'm already enrolled in something, I'm more likely to stay enrolled, right, Chuck Venverlo? I mean, you see that even in your, we don't want to bring your work into it, but where you work, if I'm already enrolled,
yeah.
I'm more likely to just stay enrolled and continue to do what I'm doing as opposed to having to go through the effort to start fresh. Then every time I move, I've got to change. And, you know, so there's something to be said for stability.
Yeah, doing all the research and stuff, you know, it kind of brings another element to it where it seems like you got to work for something you already have, so... Yeah, so staying with what you got seems to be the easy way around. And obviously people make that choice just because they're time constraints. But I was glad I made the decision to go at least talk to somebody and do this. And I'm happy with it. And my 12-month came and went, and I left it going. And I'm very happy that I've done that.
I guess it's like your insurance agent. If you're happy, let it ride. But maybe every once every 5 years or so, get some quotes from some other people. Because, again, it's not just all about money, especially with insurance. It's about customer service. And that's the other thing. I've heard a lot of people say, well, I'm afraid to go away from Ameren service or, you know, certain electric co-op service because I can always depend on it. When you buy these lower electric provider services, you're just buying the energy. You're not buying the line and the
No.
maintenance guy and everything like that. So how reliable, I mean, I think a lot of people would be like, well, what if I go to turn on my light bulb and it's not there? Have there ever been any of these off-brand, I'll call them, you know, store-brand energy providers that have failed to provide energy?
Honestly, I can't speak to that. I'm not familiar with the
But you're not aware of any.
No.
Have you ever heard of anybody?
I haven't
no,
heard of that.
I haven't either. I mean, I think we'd hear.
Right.
You know, if all of a sudden everybody who signed up for the Acme Price Company suddenly, you know, on the hottest day of the year, you know, and they call Ameren Utility to say, hey, I'm not getting power. And they say, oh, we're the line's good.
Right.
They're just not sending it to your house. So that is not happening. So this is fairly reliable. No matter who you choose, have these people been vetted by, like, the Illinois Commerce Commission, or can anybody go into this business? Of course, not anybody can go into this business because you have to have a lot of money to start buying electrical power, especially
yeah.
when you're buying 50 billion gigawatts or something, you know.
Yes. I do believe there is a process which you have to apply to be an electricity supplier in the state of Illinois. Doesn't mean after your application process that, you know, everything works smoothly, and the Illinois Commerce Commission addresses that if people have complaints right. about their supplier.
And tell me if I'm out of the scope of your expertise, Mary Jo Worsko, but I think there are some concerns in the future going forward that there might just in general, I'm talking about in general, you know, the United States or the world or whatever you want to bring it down to, let's kind of keep it at the United States, that there could be a, quote, power shortage. You know, coal-burning power plants are very much out of favor now. There's, you know, one over in Maridosha, they're trying to do some things to store underground and scrub it and everything. Nuclear energy, very efficient, not always so inexpensive because of the regulation. But now some of those plants are reaching their lifetime and maybe not be renewed.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think is the future for, let's just talk about electricity in general, electricity generation and availability? Is this going to be something that we're going to have a harder time creating enough electricity to meet the United States demand, or will something always be brewing that finds a way to make it happen?
Okay. Well, I'm definitely not an expert, but I've read enough, I think, to just give a layman's opinion on two points. First of all, there's a lot of innovation going on right now in the energy field, whether you're talking renewables or battery storage. I mean, that's another potential out there, is to find a way to store more of that energy that we produce. So, yes, I think there's innovation. Things will come up that will help us better produce and store energy. And then secondly, to give the nonprofit that I work for a plug, I think we are becoming more and more and more energy efficient. Mm-hmm. So over time, we will use less and less energy. And that's one of the key points of Elevate Energy, the nonprofit that I work for, is helping people use energy smarter, make their homes, their property more energy efficient, so they can save money, they can make people more comfortable, and we don't utilize as much energy and as many resources.
And we probably don't think about it with electricity as much as, say, we do gasoline. But that has been one of the issues that's come up in a lot of states, Illinois and Missouri included, that charge a per-gallon tax. Not a per-mile tax, but a per-gallon tax. If you go from a car that gets 20 miles per gallon average and you invest and buy a new car that gets 40 miles per gallon average, and now they've even got them out that are 60 and 80, although they're on the fringe, not everybody's, they're not in the mainstream, but they're out there. That per-gallon gasoline tax is going down, down, down.
Right.
But the road usage, in a way, is going up, up, up because it's cheaper to drive. And that's something that hits almost every business, isn't it? I mean, gasoline costs in some respects are going down for companies, even if they drive more because of energy-efficient savings, right?
Yeah, I would think that would affect a lot of people. I mean, even the state of Illinois talked about trying to do a tax now per mile that you drive, because I would assume it's because they're losing money on the per-gallon tax.
Sure, because fewer gallons of gasoline and fuel are being sold, so their tax revenues are going down as people become more efficient.
Right.
So they're looking for a way, to say, oh, well, we've got to extract every dime from these poor citizens. How can we do it? But again, really, there's not a gasoline shortage. People aren't standing in line for it. They may complain. The prices may be more volatile, but it's available. And for a lot of people, you know, the prices are, relatively speaking, we're not going to get back to 19 cents a gallon. And I don't think we're going to get back to the place where people ran electricity. You didn't worry about wasting electricity. Why would you worry about wasting something that there was almost an unlimited supply of?
Right.
You're only worried about that when you start to think about the effects on the environment and your pocketbook, and again, your pocketbook first, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Give that website again. We're going to take one last break. Give that website again that we can get to the Plug-In Illinois so everybody out there listening can do it on their own.
To find out what your supply options are, that's pluginillinois.org. To find more about the PowerSmart Pricing Program, that's powersmartpricing.org, or you can call 877-655-6028.
Thank you, Chuck Venverlo, for sharing your story. Smart man, save money, good.
Carry
that on in your business world.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Jo Orsko. Very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.